Man, we got to start using Apple Cash.
Okay, why?
It's so easy and convenient. Apple Cash lives in messages.
All right.
So I can pay you in the convos we're already having, not forget a payment or have the money just sitting somewhere, just collecting dust.
Oh, that is nice.
And then you can use that cash right away and buy stuff at like a store with Apple Pay.
I don't have to do all the bank transfer stuff.
Nope. It's just right there. It's easy, convenient, and secure.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
See how easy that was?
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This
is Poog. Today's topics,
loosely speaking,
Apple Maps, Porcine,
one-year anniversary. Wait, is that, what song is that? That's like graduation music.
Wait, let me hear it again. Pachelbel's Canon.
I think I'm combining things.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. I don't know. Okay.
So, couple things.
When do we start? Are we in?
Oh, we're in.
Oh, we're in. Oh,
I was just reminded because you were singing my friend, my dear friend growing up. My dear friend growing up. Okay. If I was being abnormally quiet, if you can imagine. And she wanted me to like come out of my interior and start talking with her.
Yeah.
She would start to sing because I would immediately interrupt with conversation. Like, because I clearly was like,
that's devastating.
Like, not wanting to, like, just, she has a beautiful voice. In fact, that's what made it even worse.
People and their beautiful voices.
God, I know.
They don't know pain.
Ow. Sorry. I'm just having a little cheek muscle pain, probably from overworking them through exercise.
Yeah.
All I'm going to say is this.
Yeah.
Google Maps wasn't working.
When?
I was lost in Los Angeles. Okay.
In like an Uber?
No, in my own car. Okay.
Wait, hang on. I didn't know you could drive.
Oh, wow. I've driven all over this country.
Wait, 16. No, this makes sense that you can drive. Why did I think, though, that you couldn't drive? I have a dear friend
who
can't
drive.
Oh,
I know why. because I didn't have a car for the first like year that I was technically living here.
And so I thought maybe you were one of those New Yorkers who couldn't drive.
Right. Just no, so suburbs, sexy. Baby. All we care about is getting our license.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It's driving. I'm getting lost. I'm almost on a highway by accident. It's pure nightmare. Google Maps is failing me. And so I reach out to Siri. Okay. I go, hey, Siri.
You scream.
Take me. To Stories Bookstore. Okay. And you know that place, right? Anyway.
Of course.
Doesn't matter. All right. And I realize what this means, and I know what it means, is that it's going to be using Apple Maps. Now, Apple Maps.
Which I deleted off my phone years ago.
Yeah. Notoriously, Apple's biggest failure. Okay. They make jokes about it on Silicon Valley.
Really?
Right. And
they just redirect you to a New Balance store always. I feel like Apple Maps is like. That's my favorite kind of laugh. That's like one of my
a raspberry.
That's one
blown.
Of my top. Yeah, a raspberry, a blooming raspberry.
because I don't enjoy making sounds like that, technically speaking, but it happens because otherwise I will cackle.
It's so cute.
Like,
I love. I love your cackle. I love your scream. I really miss you. This sucks.
Okay, I love you. Wait, I promise I'll wrap this up. The point is, okay. Apple Maps.
I'm whining because I miss you. Keep going.
All right. Apple Maps got me to where I needed to go. But not only that, I mean, I'm almost crying again a little bit. I can feel it like in my nose and eyes. Like after doubting Apple Maps for so many years.
They got you there?
She was better. Okay.
Really?
She was better than Google. She was like,
no.
She was like a person. She was like this. She was like, see that next stoplight? Yeah, you're not going to turn at that one. You're going to turn at the next one. I mean, it
Are
wasn't
you serious?
That conversational,
okay.
But it almost was. It almost was. It was closer to that than Google Maps 1,000 feet, which of course, what is that? A football field?
Oh, don't talk to me at that. Am I an engineer? I don't know what 1,000 feet is, you freak.
Well,
I guess some people actually are able to.
Well,
they know
what
that.
Is sometimes I go, the only one I'm
all
like
I know
100
is
yards
feet is a yard.
Is a football field.
All I know is 3 feet is a yard. That one's stuck.
Yeah, yard helps a little
but
bit.
But we're
you
never measuring
yard
in
stick.
Yards.
Right. You just have to go with the 3 feet.
Wait a minute.
What?
3 feet. I'm actually having
36
a complete
inches.
Meltdown here. I go, so I'm less than 2 yards tall.
Wait a second.
Yard is 3 feet.
That's shocking. So imagine holding a yardstick like a cane, like a top hat and cane, like right next to you. You're going to dance. Okay.
Yeah.
Hold it right next to you. You can sort of feel it probably hitting somewhere below the hip.
Yeah.
Add another one. That's flying up the torso, the neck, and the head.
Wow.
But you feel bigger.
I'm happy that Apple Maps got you there. There's nothing like being lost, screaming. The Siri, like, I've degraded Siri. Which we all do, and then she responds, right? And she goes like, please don't talk to me that way. She doesn't say that.
Yeah.
But she'll be like, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Maybe I'm
hallucinating. No.
She says
but she's been
things.
Programmed for abuse. They knew we would abuse her. And so they responded appropriately.
Chris has an Irishman.
Oh yeah, you can like change the that sounds kind of charming. I there's a lot I feel like to talk about, but also I almost want to just fly out of the gate and say I just had an acai bowl. Which I was craving. I don't really do those. I don't really do the acai bowls. Yeah. 2000. Like, something.
I feel like came
and
online then.
There's, of course, nothing really here to report except for the fact that the acai artist was really taking her time. And I think she was new on the force. And
oh, no.
It was like really heavy when they gave it to me. I was like, oh, this is a lot of food. I downed it instantly and then immediately felt energy. Those moments when food gives you energy and you feel it is shocking.
Shocking.
So it's like the fruit, you know, there were bananas on top. There were strawberries on top. I hadn't had fresh fruit in a few days.
Must have been the sugar rush.
It just really went in, yeah.
Must have been the fructose rush.
It really went in. And then I have something to say about, you know what we haven't really talked about on this show is hangovers.
Oh my God. We did 2 weeks ago. I'm not saying we haven't.
Wait, really?
No, but remember the whole thing? You were like, fresh as a daisy. And then you're like, oh, wait, I am hungover.
Oh.
I'm not saying, but I want to get into it, of course.
Sometimes being hungover.
No topic is covered.
I had a fun night the other night. Exactly. No topic is covered. I had a fun night the other night. And I was like, I didn't drink a lot at all. Like, you know, I had maybe, I mean, four drinks over the course of 6 hours, you know? Yeah. So I didn't feel drunk, but it was just the right amount where something happened where, and this is the worst, this is the thing about drinking where it's poison, is that it wakes you up in the middle. Like, I couldn't sleep. I woke up at 6. I went to bed at like 2:30 and then I woke up at 6 a.m.
Which degrades the sleep quality.
Degrades the sleep quality. I woke up, you know, spiraling about things I had said, texting people, did I seem belligerent? Everyone was like, you seem completely normal. I'm constantly, my fear of appearing drunk is so profound that I will, are you kidding me? My neurologist is calling me right now. Can I take it on air?
Please.
Hello?
Kate.
Hi.
Yeah,
hi, thanks so much. Yeah.
You're welcome. I still don't have an answer for you, but when did you inject the Amobig?
I injected it. Okay, I can tell you exactly. Give me 1 second. I want to say it was 3 days, but I can tell you.
I believe that. The migraine shot she takes.
Oh, excuse me. Spring. Oh, it was exactly a week ago. It was the 10th.
But you, I'm in her earphones, so I don't think they can hear me.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye. Okay, it's a little drama here for everyone at home. As you know, the Aimovig migraine injection has completely changed my life. I've been doing it monthly for a year now. It's taken, I could get 2 migraines a week, 3 migraines a week. Now I get max 2 a month. And they're not even that severe. I mean, it's truly completely changed my life. Anyway, you have to give yourself a shot in the leg once a month. I'll also add, I've had no side effects. I repeat, no side effects. Okay. The other night, I was distracted. I went, and it's a little nerve-wracking. It's like an EpiPen. Okay. You know, it makes me a little scared. And I often will even like to be on the phone with a loved one while I do it to kind of feel that there's a witness.
Well, the audience helped you. Remember the first time?
Dying. Yes, yes.
Did it on video and that helped you? All
right. Really helped. And so I was distracted and I wasn't thinking and I pulled out the needle too soon. I pulled it up too soon and some of the medication went spewing violently. And it was alarming too because I saw the needle that normally is embedded in my thigh muscle was suddenly visible, squirting the medicine. And realizing like, oh my God, that squirts itself inside my body. I mean, it was pretty
how
wild.
Deep or how long is the needle? So normally EpiPen style, is it like, you know,
it hurts,
you push it in and when you pull it out, the needle disappears inside
you
of
don't ever see
the,
it. Yeah.
The
so
structure. Right?
It looks exactly. So it's just like something you hit a button at the top, you press it, it injects. And I would say
here
10
we go.
Seconds.
Inches?
I mean
measurements.
Oh, I don't know.
An
quarter
inch?
Of an inch.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Maybe an inch. Not even an inch. But yeah. I was immediately overwhelmed. I was like, fuck, because this means that a lot of the medicine didn't get in my goddamn leg. And what do I do? Because it's not like no medicine got in. So I'm asking my neurologist, who I'm happy to recommend, Dr. Wu. I mean, there's no issue here. So I'm talking to them because I was like, am I going to have to wait another 30 days to inject? Or is he going to go, you know what, in 2 weeks, you know, let's give you another injection.
Or, you know, it's a small dose anyway. And actually you could pop the shot in, a full shot in right now or something.
Right, right. And I'm just worried because I have shows coming up for the first time in 4,000 years and the migraines could really derail my show experience, not to mention just the joy in my life. Okay, what were we talking about before that? Could never tell you.
Oh, well, hangovers. And
I realized that for my mental health, I should stay out all night, like one night a week. A month. But even that's maybe every six weeks. I think every 6 weeks, I need to come home at like 4 a.m.
I mean, sure. I just, you know?
Yeah, I would say once a month, but realistically,
some of us have to maintain strict sleep schedules or our mood disorders
fly off the handle. Yeah,
I mean, you know. Also,
you could do
a
4 a.m. or
oh, yeah. Well, particularly because I'm up till 3 most nights watching television.
I can't believe that. But you're texting me GM. You've been texting me GM. Your GMs have gone early.
Yeah. Let's see. Why is that? Well, I was on the East Coast a little bit, maybe I'm not sleeping as much as I feel like I'm good getting to bed a little earlier because I take the THC gummies, THC to make it more medical, the THC gummies early so they have time to kick in and help my legs, my restless legs. And wait, there's something I want to note here.
How's your restless leg machine?
Fantastic. The cheap vitalizer. So I've been laying down. So I often forget to take the gummies early enough. And so I'm there and I'm getting tired and then they start to go. And I just got in the floor. I throw my legs in there I'm watching 911, as you know, that show. Oh. And just can't stop Peter Krause. Just Nate Lives. And
God, Nate Lives. Unbelievable. And I mean, when I struggle
I did fall asleep while my legs were going. Okay, the doze. Okay. Can you imagine the sight of that? I mean, people sleep through, dare I say, turbulence. Okay.
Oh, I know.
It's about to go airport
again. I slept
again.
Through the 92 earthquake. Where do you stand? We have to go to break, I believe.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Let's throw it a break. And then when we come back, I know we say, and I like what you just said, no topic is covered.
Yeah.
I think I have a topic we've never talked about.
How exciting.
Okay, here we go.
Man, we got to start using Apple Cash.
Okay, why?
It's so easy and convenient. Apple Cash lives in messages.
All right.
So I can pay you in the convos we're already having, not forget a payment or have the money just sitting somewhere, just collecting dust.
Oh, that is nice.
And then you can use that cash right away and buy stuff at like a store with Apple Pay.
I don't have to do all the bank transfer stuff.
Nope. It's just right there. It's easy, convenient, and secure.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
See how easy that was?
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Want to know one of my favorite sounds? Here it is.
That's the sound I hear when I'm learning a new language with Babbel.
And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching.
So you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Babbel is convenient. Kate and I talk about it all the time.
Love the way Babbel helps you for those quick real-world interactions.
Like how to order food or ask for directions. How to have a decent conversation with a merchant.
And who doesn't want to go on vacation and know the language?
Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners.
Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/poog. Get 60% off at babbel.com/poog.
Spelled BABBEL.com/poog. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
Okay, all right, and we're back.
And it's time for a topic we've never covered.
Give it to me, huge buildup. What's your relationship to leftovers?
Oh, hell yeah. All right, let's get into it. No, I have so much to say. I'm so excited. All right.
I thought this might turn you on?
It did. It did. I get activated. Yeah. I get activated talking about food, particularly restaurant food. So a big part of my life is this kind of lie in which, you know, it's, oh, take it home. And then it'll be great tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or sometimes I'll even throw out the word midnight snack. Mm. And often I eat it almost within a half hour of getting home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, because now I get to enjoy food privately.
That's the way to do it.
It's heaven. Because
that's the crisis of a restaurant. You have 2 hours, right?
Right, before the table must be
relinquished. Sometimes I think people are stressed out dining with me because I really respect the 2 hour limit.
Exactly, exactly. No, and so, yeah.
And I'll say to the restaurant, like, do you need this table right now? Like, do you know what I mean? Because sometimes you look around, you go, it's empty. Or like,
Kate,
or maybe.
Kate scoots behind the host stand. She just scoots on over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, doll.
Table 14. What do you think? Be honest. No, but I'll ask because sometimes they go, it's totally fine. Have it. And sometimes they go, yeah, we actually do have someone coming in. And it's like, just ask. Okay. Anyway, but that's, I think, a really brilliant approach to leftovers because the tragedy of the restaurant is that you have the table for 2 hours. So if you were in your home, the food could sit there on the table. 40 minutes could pass. You're having a cocktail and then you return, right? So it actually makes sense that you're eating it upon return to your home.
And that gives me the double pleasure. The pleasure of eating in a restaurant. And then also I mean, it's like that Marion Woodman thing. The idea of, I guess she was talking about the female psychology, but like all food is stolen. So
yeah,
like,
I love that.
So like it gives me, it satisfies that part of me that wants to like to eat and like to hide while eating, like furtively, like sneaking something into my mouth while I'm like tucked behind a tree. You know what I mean?
I'm just thinking about like,
you, right?
I know you don't want to, I know you don't want to talk about your eroticism on air because your parents listen, but.
I mean, you can ask, but we'll probably cut it. I'm a prude.
I know, but I mean,
because that's what I'm just like. Certain ways.
Because is this real? You know, this like, there's this
not
image, right?
Of, okay,
like,
go
there's
on.
This image about someone. I don't consider you prude at all. There's this image we all have seen, right, of the blindfolded person being fed a strawberry by their lover, right?
Which has
never like gone through. Like I've never touched down. Like that's never.
Well, I remember at like 12, me and my friend used to joke about like there were all these like in movies, people like covering each other with whipped cream, and we were always like. Because we prefer savory.
Oh
we were like, let it be guacamole. Let it be guacamole now.
That's so funny. Oh my God. And I think it's Variety Blues. The girl, I forgot what her name is, like hot blonde. She's covered in, she has like a whipped cream bikini on.
Yes. Wait, Varsity Blues? Is that what you meant?
Yeah, and that used to make me wild. Yeah.
And you loved it?
I loved it. I thought it was, yeah.
Oof. Oh my God. Ooh, baby. So funny.
Used to get me there. And then, I believe it's Paul Walker fucks her up against the washing machine.
See, even the ease of which you just said the F word, okay?
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't fly out of my mouth even that easily. It's like,
I guess, except for family members who listen. But I guess it's different because your father, who I love, listens. And if my father listened to poo
weekly,
that would alter my ability to maybe let the word fuck fly out of my mouth with such ease.
Right. No, I mean.
Maybe. I don't know. I understand.
No, it's not. Yeah, and I don't even know if it's just that because you know I can be sort of. I'm not even saying it's just on the air.
You're peddling
with that.
A show all over town about blowjobs.
Meanwhile, I'm shocked when anyone like tries to talk to me about anything relatedly after the show. I'm like, excuse me.
Oh, I mean, they're trying to be like, I love when I mean I suck.
Yeah,
cock.
Just
yeah, that's not yeah, the way
just,
to do
I'm
it.
I'm just like, I don't know. It well, even
were
like
you even at the show, like that's not you know what the show is.
Yeah, and it's
oh, I'm
it's
so sore.
Like someone's like I feel like there are these touchstones. We don't want to talk about like reviews of my show or something, but
I'm so sore I can barely take off my jacket.
Really? From what?
Oh my God.
Did you exercise?
From truly dancing on my friend's pole.
Oh.
Pole dancing for it was so fun.
Yeah.
And it was
an image.
And it was so, it's kind of a cheating thing because the pole itself spins. So it allows an amateur like myself to
really
have fun.
Oh my
really
God. I saw you spin. Right. You can
and
jump up on it.
You didn't even see me. Yeah. Like you saw me have a little spin, but I really, it was such a thrill and I got so dizzy.
Oh, wow.
I've been dehydrated. I'm not hydrating.
I'm trying
folks.
To think if I've had any water today. Only the water that was in my Athletic Greens. There we go again.
Oh,
folks.
There it is.
And not only did we do a formal ad, right? But we continue to talk about it, which makes me feel that we should be at least on a year's worth.
I completely agree.
Because I'm almost out.
I'm a paid subscriber.
Oh, right. And I'm almost out of the free.
I delayed mine so that I could use my free stock. But
put it on
sure.
pause.
I was going to say
when Factor will notice my. I mean, I order full meals from Factor all week long.
The fuck is Factor?
Factor 75. It would be too
local to
plasticine for you. I don't know, but it's these meals that arrive in little plastic Stouffer's-esque things. Like it's very whatever, but they are chef created, never frozen. They arrive refrigerated, and you refrigerate them and you eat them within a week. And you know, you just pop it in the microwave for 3 minutes. And I mean, they have this mushroom burger with this like mushroom sauce that is just
and are
delicious.
You eating that with like keto bread or something? I didn't mean to degrade you the way I said that.
No, I actually just knife and fork that one. It lays atop like mashed, you know, cauliflower kind of thing. I'm not offended by the burger alone, but that's because that one specifically keto. Oh God.
I want to just completely make a left turn here and say that,
please,
my skin has been kind of good the last few days after I was experiencing some breakouts and I think that the reason why is I've been wearing no makeup. I repeat, no makeup.
Yeah, there it is, folks.
And I wear, again, daily. I'm not wearing foundation daily, but I do like tinted sunscreen, stuff with pigment.
Mm-hmm.
There it is,
I mean, I almost never wear makeup.
And right? Look at your goddamn complexion.
I mean, I think it's an illusion that I don't, like, I don't know why you think my skin is better than yours, and maybe not better, but I feel like you have this idea of me having this great skin, and I'm like, oh, I got rosacea on the cheeks, whatever. Like, like we've pushed this dynamic, like we've pushed this narrative of me having this great skin, and then frankly, people at Novex famous merch stand are like, we wanted to see your skin, and I'm like, oh no,
oh my god, that's scary. I actually had that the other day. I was like, oh, are people gonna see me and be like, there's a wolf? Yeah, you know, I was imagining somebody who listens to Pooh with their friend. Going like, oh, she has a beauty and wellness podcast. And the person goes, her?
Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine?
Well, I mean, just because you have you can be the most knowledgeable person on something without, you know, putting it into practice. I mean,
yes,
I've always
course.
Felt that way about fashion. I have a perfect eye for fashion. Doesn't mean I'm always implementing it.
Yeah, got it.
You know what I mean?
Oh, you know what's a fun thing? Eucalyptus in the home.
Wow.
You ever buy eucalyptus branches?
Wait. I can't picture what
you can also
even
poach
like.
Them off trees, but they're it's a great. Here's a little hack for the hags at home. You get some eucalyptus and it looks gorgeous. You can either rip it off a live branch.
Oh, I know
or buy
eucalyptus.
It.
I can
and
see
it just
now.
Stays forever. You in water. I want to say it lasts 2 weeks. Try having flowers last 2 weeks in your home.
Yeah, good luck.
And then when they dry out, they just sit there in the vase and they still look great.
Yeah, some people will do. I feel like the eucalyptus like purposely dry, right?
Yeah,
like I feel like Michael sells fake. Dry eucalyptus.
Yeah, you can do a dry eucalyptus for sure. But then also, I've always wanted to talk about, you know, the rituals of a woman I admire. I always wanted to be the kind of woman who would get fresh eucalyptus, hang it, tie it to my shower head upside down in the shower, have a eucalyptus natural steam shower. Can you fucking imagine?
Wow. I mean, yeah, that's one of those things that just, God, you know, how quickly would it become, like, I could see myself, you know, 3 months later, ripping it down, you know, like,
well, no, but it's only there. I mean, I think you only have it there for,
yeah, but here's what remains, whatever I chose to hang it on
would just remain.
Maybe I don't know, more holes in the walls, more.
Listen,
holes
I just want to say, because it's really been on a big part of the podcast lately, and I've really loved all the listeners' reactions. I don't want to get too excited here, but I think the moths are gone.
Now, you because the rug is gone? The
because
source
the rug
gone?
Is gone. I went, as everyone knows, I'm really afraid of my laundry, my Dungeness laundry. And I went down there and did it. You'll love to hear this.
Were you comforted by my words?
I was sailing high off the high of facing your fear.
Yes, yes.
Like that suddenly I was like, and I did this. I left the basement and I truly went, bye guys, to all the bugs.
Ew. I'm proud and impressed. First of all, my immediate and initial assumption, ghosts.
Oh, no, don't, don't.
What?
Because I'm afraid of them, but the bugs are all I can, I can't do layers of fear with that.
No, right. That's an interesting thing, actually. Would you rather have
insects, you know, or spirits?
A malevolent.
I'd rather have insects.
Malevolent in both cases.
Okay, let me think. Wait, maybe, malevolent in both cases?
Well, that's what I went for. Malevolent.
Hold on. Would rather have an evil bug than an evil spirit any day. Any goddamn day.
Well, I mean, technically, you know, it's interesting though, because like a sane person, if spirits were absolutely, everyone knew they were real.
Whatever. Okay.
Okay. Technically, you know, it'd be wiser to choose the bugs, right? The physical is
the manifestation.
Clearly, physical is clearly easier managed. And yet, I have this confidence that I could handle the evil spirit.
You do have that confidence, yeah.
Which, you know,
I pray to God there, they don't test
I went
you.
Into a vocal tone that I don't like. You know, I believe I could manage the evil spirit. Okay, I didn't like that tone. But anyway, like, and I'm that, like, I really do not like infestations of bugs, right? So I'm like, bring them in. Like,
the spirits?
I will call. Yeah, I'm like, I will call, like, I'm like,
bugger spirit, like sound off. Yeah.
Well, I remember, you know, in my various sort of success literature / you know, productivity reading, I remember doing this thing where it was like, I am going to do only and all of the things that I don't want to do. It's like, duh. But almost making this sort of game out of it and being like, what if you just decide, like, for an hour, you're just going to do all the things now? Now, not like go... face random fears. I actually mean more like avoidance.
Like a super bill. Like for me, it's my therapy super bill.
Yes.
Hell.
Which
help me.
All it involves is you calling.
No, it's more than that.
Wait, what do you mean?
I don't
providing
know.
Your credit card info or your bank info?
No, it's about like,
oh God, submitting to insurance.
Yeah. And the forms.
Well, you know, it's, you know, I don't know how anyone
does anything.
This country does anything.
I know.
Insurance is literal hell. Every year, the prior authorizations. By the way, they have little pill bottles hanging as a Christmas decor in CVS.
That's cute.
And I don't mind it.
I don't mind it. That's fun.
I don't love when the bagel places hang the bagels and it's just like a stale bagel that someone could have eaten.
Yeah,
that's
not as fun.
Not
as
into
that. The pill
bottles
is fun, and I feel like that's a rogue pharmacist. Like, I don't think that's coming down from corporate.
No way. Yeah, there's no way it's coming down from corporate.
That's some goofy pharmacist.
Did you ever go to Target's pharmacy back when they had the, like, New York Design School's bottles?
No.
Oh, my God. Well, I told you about the time I went to the pharmacy and the pharmacist waiting for my meds and in pretty bad shape and the pharmacy yelling, I'm going to freaking kill myself.
And you told
that
I'm
yelling that.
So
I'm going to freaking kill myself. Okay. And 10 people in line.
That is so great.
But like, I'm similarly, and under the fluorescent light, like to pick up, well, you know what I was thinking about the other day? If even a single pharmacy, okay, Rite Aid, CVS, one of the big boys, if they did nothing other than the following, swapped out their lighting for warm, not hellish fluorescent overhead lighting, mm-hmm. they'd take all the business. They'd get it all.
You are completely right. That's all.
One choice.
That's
one
all
thing.
It takes. That's all it takes is just a. You're completely correct. You're completely correct.
It's lighting, all they would have to do.
People underestimate the power of lighting. It is. Everything. And I've had to really sometimes rethink relationships based on people's insensitivity to lighting.
Sorry. Now, is it like you mean someone who just like flips on a switch and it's hell?
Yeah.
And
like, a little bit,
I don't
like
know you, how can you?
Or just like even like someone who I care about, just like being like, but this lighting is so harsh. Like, I can't connect with you here. I can't be with you in this environment when I feel the halogen sizzling the top layer of my dermis.
Sometimes halogen actually isn't the most offensive. I mean, the flickering, you know, fluorescent, whatever that
I guess
buzzing
that's what
stuff
what
is pure hell.
The LED
halogen can be okay.
The light LED. Bulbs that last forever. I just, and I know it's, and I of course haven't brought myself to do the research to really understand the ones that are more that conserve energy. But I'm like,
you know what I'm tired of?
What?
The LED companies promising warm light.
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, it's just yellow.
It's blue. Yeah.
Oh.
No, I wish it were yellow. I'd take yellow. I mean, as you know, last year at Christmas time, and we're getting into that time again, I painted all my LED lights with warm tones.
That's right. Jacqueline.
It's begun again.
Jacqueline, what? I'm pretty sure today is the literal, oh my God, it's today.
What?
Oh my God, this is huge.
The anniversary?
It's 1 year of Poog today.
It is.
Can you even leave with that?
I just posted that.
It was later confirmed. It's today. I have it in my calendar right here. 1 year, baby. Wow. 1 year.
Wow. Wow. Poog is huge.
Poog's huge. It's funny the way, because I go 1 year, it's essentially meaningless, right?
Yeah.
And I mean that in a good way. Actually, no.
No, totally.
Because here's where I immediately went. Dinner. I said, you and I have to do a special dinner with each other. Promise?
Yes. Yes. Because it was around... Yes.
Isn't that crazy, though? 1 year today.
No, what does that mean? What is a year?
What is a year?
Right, because, that's when it dropped. Because
we spent Thanksgiving together last year. And that feels like that was... Okay, I'm not about to...
From 15 feet away
people
outside,
deserve
frankly.
The people deserve more than this. I was about to do it. It feels like a year. It feels longer. You know,
and
it's
yet,
like
shorter at the same time.
Describing
what about
the passage of time and duration and how it feels in the body is not, and I don't fault myself or anyone else for ever going to that to discuss because it is the phenomenon of time. It makes absolutely no sense.
Arguably, it's the most interesting thing to discuss is that it's always hit with that same cliche.
And sometimes it does like overwhelm the senses, and you're like, that was a year ago, but unfortunately, it cannot be discussed because there's nothing there.
So funny. I mean, I guess it's sort of something you dig at, right? And if someone manages
privately
to say something about the passage of time that actually hits,
then they've done
a trick.
But that's one of those topics which we must privately dig around. Okay, I need to turn on the light and I need to close my blinds because, as you know,
I turned my light on too.
I love that.
This is daylight savings, right?
Somebody walking by and seeing me in here with my recording equipment, just
you've expressed that before.
I know
you have this humiliation about being a audio.
And
I get it.
I know.
Sort of. Oh, look at her! Look at her! What empire does she think she's starting? The home studio. She's gone. There she goes. Flitting past the frame.
Look at that. So much better.
And you might have noticed I turned on a... someone hugged me at Novak's Research Stand and then said, a poog hag said, I wanted to know what you smelled like or something.
Whoa.
I was wondering what you'd smell. I read it wrong. I did the wrong read. It was like... I was wondering what you smell like. And I was like, oh God, probably horrible. Like I just came off stage in my like flop sweat, literally, which does have a different smell. The stress sweat of stage performance.
God. Yeah.
And I don't know. It was kind of horrifying.
Yeah, that's scary. Like, because if someone says to you, God, you smell good. But just, I wondered what you smelled like. That's scary.
Well, also because, like, you know, of course this isn't true, but you experience your own non-scent, like
you can't smell yourself
without perfume, without whatever. You assume you're accustomed, so you assume your scent is neutral and nothing.
Oh God, it really is true. About
I know. I'm smelling my arm too, going like,
are you like scent and attraction? Oh. Another topic that's too boring. We all get it.
What's the most boring topic?
I love that. What is the most boring topic? I think we
What's
have to go
hell?
To break.
What's pure hell?
We have to go to break and we'll come back.
Really?
Right? I could be wrong.
Yeah.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland, a man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Okay. I like this. What are the most boring topics? I would say what I just said, obviously, of describing how time passes and how that feels.
I do think it's slightly compelling when people point out like there are a couple time related like meme type things. You know when like they hit you and you're like, damn,
I know.
Genius at work.
Well, the meme has eradicated the need for contemporary art.
Oh wow.
I of course, as usual, mean half of what I say. Yeah. But keep going.
I already forgot. Oh, wait. I never finished about the kind of doing all the things at once that you don't want to do. You gain momentum.
Ooh, okay.
And you get addicted to it.
That's what
because you
to
do
in the
one,
basement.
You feel good.
I did two loads of laundry in the horrifying basement. I went, let's fucking go. Oh, my God. My neurologist.
Okay, let's do it again.
Hello?
Kate?
Hi.
He wants you to redo injection again, and he said if you are able to, you can come and pick up a sample box here in the office.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, great. I really appreciate you looking into that. Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
All
right.
Bye.
Fuck.
You're annoyed that you have to go pick something up?
Well, no, here's what. No, yeah, but because I get on a plane tomorrow morning. Here's what I could do. Trouble my dear mother who lives with a 5-minute drive from the neurologist. I could beg her to pick it up and then do a courier service over it to me.
I love how you say big.
Big?
Like bagel almost. I love it. It's so specific.
What do you think? Is that too much?
I don't know. I don't know your mother's relationship to errands in that way. But I don't think it's a terrible idea. My mother recently shipped something to me. And I feel like my dad wrapped it in 7 layers.
The shot can't be shipped. Yeah.
The shot can't be shipped?
No, it's like too... It's refrigerated. I would need to...
So you leave tomorrow for how long?
Would this be fun if... What, should I call her on air?
Who?
My mom.
To ask about the errand?
Yeah.
Sure.
It can all be cut if we don't like it.
No, absolutely.
Mommy?
What?
Mommy?
Yes.
Well, what are you doing? What are you doing right now?
Well, I'm sort of in the middle of some phone calls and some emails and stuff like that. But why?
No, because my Aimovig migraine shot.
Yes.
I botched it the other day. I made the mistake of pulling it out too soon, and a lot of the medicine went spraying everywhere, and it was horrible. And so,
job.
No, but it's okay. But what's terrible is that, you know, I'm worried now that I'm gonna have migraines. Botched. Like,
oh, no.
I know.
Sorry. Sympathy. Did you get another dose?
Well, here's. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. I talked to Dr. Wu, and he said I could go and pick up the shot. Because, you know, they can't do it through the pharmacy because I just got it, that I could pick up the shot. But as you know, I'm leaving tomorrow morning and I'm not sure what to do.
Get to the ask.
And I could go pick up the shot at his office.
Oh, she waited for her offer.
Well, I just talked to them and they said that I think they're still open because, let me look. Because I was thinking like, oh, dear Lord, what if you picked it up and then just did a courier over?
They're open now?
I have a 9 a.m. flight.
You could go, Kate.
Oh, no, I can't. Oh. I know. I'm stupid. Here's what it is. You know what I just realized? What? I went my whole life without this migraine shot. I'm just going to go another 5 days without it. I'll be fine.
You probably will be.
I have plenty of medication with me in case I get one.
Oh, baby. Okay. But then you will need it when you get back.
Yeah, right? But I can handle it when I get back.
My mother has never once called me baby. Okay.
Well, I mean, you know, I would do it, but, you know.
No, it's totally fine. I just need to talk it out. Okay. Thank you for offering. I love you. I'll call you later.
Okay, bye, honey.
Can you believe that woman lovely. And just the sympathy?
God, what a comforting.
I feel like the ultimate comfort. I feel like you would have really noticed, like when I said, like, she went, oh, no. Like, yes. Did you feel that, the mirroring?
Totally.
And it's completely real. I mean, it's just...
And she mirrors ahead of time for you. So I was like, couldn't help but pipe in going, get to the ass, Kate. Don't let her suggest it. Don't manipulate her into suggesting it. You know, I don't mean it purposely. Certainly not purposely, but it's like you let the problem out there and you linger a moment because it's like, then you don't have to ask. And she jumps in. God, the lighting right now, the early evening, 5 p.m. darkness, the blue sky... And the warm light of my lamp, what it makes me feel like, it's not a great feeling. It makes me feel like homework in the winter.
Ooh, fuck.
Like, because it's like night has fallen.
You are so correct that 5:07, there's something about, also today I was driving, I was craving the acai bowl and I passed a pink berry and thought, fuck it, should I just get a pink berry? It'll be like cheaper for sure and kind of give me what I want. And there were school children. It was like probably 3:30 after school, getting the after school snack. And I was like, the romance of the after school snack.
Mm.
And just
I remember when I graduated to me and my friend come home and just make pasta, just open the cardboard box of this penne and just turn it upside down and just drop it into the boiling water and just make a full, or make little like burritos.
What would you put on it? What would you put on the pasta?
We would either, I mean, I think we would just put sauce on it, but like, you know, and Parmesan or something. It's pretty straightforward. But sometimes we'd saute some onions and some mushrooms maybe.
Well, because I love the simplicity of tons of a pasta with a really high quality butter or olive oil. salt and pepper, parmesan, and a little little lemon rind.
That's absolutely
like here's the thing, it takes.
I know that's delicious. I love it.
You don't want the lemon?
I'm so happy. No, I love the lemon. Okay. But if tomato sauce of any kind is an option, it's basically impossible for me to not to use it.
Yeah, I understand
it's like,
that.
It's like
sometimes I crave the non-tomato sauce, but generally speaking, yes.
I remember a leftover pasta I had, like, I guess at this point, 15 years ago, that had peas, and it was whatever that kind of pasta dish is that has peas, little bits of
pancetta,
something porcine,
something what?
Porcine, you know,
purslane?
No.
What's porcine? I was
saying the adjectival form of pork. A porcine. P-O-R-C-I-N-E.
Oh, yes, porcine. Sorry, I didn't follow. Yes.
Something porcine.
Okay. Yeah.
And a creamy sort of white sauce, which, you know.
White sauce I tend to tense up around, generally.
Well, for good reason. But this was, no, the sauce was pink. I think it was pink with peas. I mean, there are things where peas just can blow your mind.
Oh, listen to me. The thing that my father does not cook at all, never has. Okay.
Right.
He can make toast.
Yeah.
I've seen him dump a can of Progresso soup into a saucepan.
My father do that.
That's about it. And when I say about it, I mean that's absolutely.
And then there's one dish coming that he can do?
Truly old school. And a moth appears. Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
A moth just flew by me. But what do I have to kill that moth? Oh God. What if it replicates?
Hang on. What if it replicates?
Fuck,
I don't
I
think
it.
I think they. I. God.
I lost it.
All right, let me think about this for a second.
It's okay.
They're drawn to the light,
Kate.
They're drawn to the light.
I know, but there's so much light in the house.
I know.
No, it's fine. I can't. I'm not going to be able to follow each moth. There was a moth actually the other day that was getting so in my face, and I was swatting it away. It was coming for me. And
you thought maybe it was a relative?
Ancestral. Yeah.
Ancestral. I love that word.
And I didn't kill it. But listen.
Wait,
really quickly. Peas.
Yes.
I was just going to say,
oh, yeah.
The thing that my father taught me about food and talk about leftovers, he loves frozen peas, and he would always boil peas and add them to like a leftover pasta.
Mm.
Or guess what? A pea frittata. I'm telling you, you scramble, you put eggs, you make a frittata with peas and Parmesan. Heaven. Mm. Sorry, but
continue. You ever have cream cheese and olive sandwiches?
What? No.
Oh my God, I'm so excited for you.
I love olives. Cream cheese, I don't like a lot of. I have to usually scrape it off my bagel if it's too much. I don't like an inch.
To me, there's sort of nothing worse than when the cream cheese, when the bagel's too warm or whatever, and the cream cheese is like clear, you know, like I kind of like the horror. I mean, clear because there's not enough on it. Like
it's sliding off.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, clear.
But no, clear. Like, I mean like almost too thin. Like to me, there should be a thick layer. Now the classic New York, like heinously cold, thick cream cheese, but with other things, like I find it upsetting and I love it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Like I'm like, oh,
honey,
like,
I am familiar with that dynamic. Yeah,
but no, right? I didn't mean to imply. Obviously, it's quite simple, quite straightforward. Like, so what? Attraction and repulsion.
I imagine that.
Never heard of it. But specifically, that my mother hates when butter isn't completely melted into toast. I'm not afraid of it.
I'm not afraid of it either. In fact, sometimes it kind of feels good to just kind of bite into the butter. Like,
yes.
I can eat butter.
Plain.
Yeah. Like, I can handle butter in a thick way. I can't handle cream cheese in a thick way.
Right.
I mean.
God, I really come alive when we talk about food.
I'm hungry, baby girl.
I'm just thinking, what do I need? What do I want?
Honestly, I think we have to wrap up.
How?
And I actually have to, and guess what I decided? I boldly decided to check a bag again. I did it again. Because when you're traveling in the winter, there's just more items.
Well, I'm thrilled
bulk
for you.
Items.
I've been checking within an inch of my life recently. Okay.
I love checking.
I don't even stick the bag up in the top.
Yeah.
Pugar is back. Can you believe you slipped into Pugar? But we're both flying tomorrow.
It's
right?
True, which is really cute. When's your flight? Can you imagine? When's your flight? Tell me now.
Okay, wait.
Faster.
Tell me now. It's huge for you. I'm panicking. I can't remember. Oh, it's 11:15.
Fuck. Mine's at 9 a.m.
Well, I'll be at the airport at 9:15.
Fuck.
I wish.
You get there a full 2 hours early?
I aim for that, yeah.
I do an hour, never a minute over, maybe an hour 15.
Have you ever missed a flight?
Not once.
One time, me and Jamie Lee, comedian Jamie Lee, good friend, we missed a flight sitting at the gate.
That's how you know you're with a good friend. We spaced out. You and I would do that. You and I would do that.
It's actually hysterical because you're like...
By the way, I had a whole thing. I think I said recently I was on a plane and a friend of mine, my cousin, was trying to catch the plane. We were going to my cousin's wedding. And the thing happened where she forgot her ID. It was taking forever. And I had to essentially the flight attendants go, please, she's coming. Like it was like it would have taken off almost. And I told a little white lie. I go, she's the maid of honor, please.
You didn't.
Yeah.
No, you didn't. That's sure did. So funny. Oh, my God.
By the way, it was obviously, I don't think they're even allowed to hold the doors like for a long time, but they did.
Right.
I think they held it maybe 2 minutes.
She's the maid of honor.
Please, she's the maid of honor. We had a hard year.
Oh.
Okay. Ooh, what's that?
That's a beautiful bell that was given to me by my tour manager's parents.
How sweet.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
All right, kids. I got to go throw some toiletries in a bag.
Well, you know what I bought? I bought some small travel things, and I'm going to decant my real skincare products into little bottles, and I'm going to label them. I'll post those. That'll be fun. Yeah.
I'm going to say that you know what I think has completely transformed my packing process? Packing cubes. Packing cubes. All right, packing
I
cubes.
I want to talk about packing cubes. Explain, because just the organization of underwear's in here, the other things.
The organization is the, but also my main concern, which is space management. It makes it so, it like.
The compression?
You put them in. I don't even have the compression ones, but they're just in the cube. It's like, it just makes it, you have more space in there.
I want to talk about packing for 7 more hours, and I don't
know
what
to do.
That
has to be next week.
Really?
Yeah, because we have to go. I'm doing a 9 p.m. dinner tonight.
Wow. Where?
It's a little later than I usually. Bevel here in Los Angeles, a very fancy Mediterranean restaurant.
By the way, I think we were offered a meal and we haven't.
At Bevel?
No.
Oh.
At a gorgeous restaurant. Someone reached out and said when we were both back in town, we could go. Remember that?
Why don't I remember?
Begs for gifts and then doesn't notice when they arrive. Sitting on the gold the whole time.
Wow.
Like that story.
That feels profound for me. Okay.
All right,
listen,
at the airport.
When we come back next week's up, we'll be back. We'll be home.
Take pics on the plane, okay?
Okay, great. You
I
too.
Know everything. All right. Love
you. It's going to be brutal. I'm way back in the plane. I'm way in the back on this one. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Not me. Paid through the nose. All right.
That was Poog. If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
A collision between a Chinese jet and an American spy plane.
He came and rammed into our left wing.
With relations increasingly strained, what are the chances of things spinning out of control?
The Western world was asleep.
I'm Gordon Carrera. I'll be exploring the friction in this most important of relationships and asking, has the West taken its eye off the ball?
You cannot ignore China.
From BBC Radio 4, this is Shadow War, China and the West. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.